Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Glad you're with us. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. Bob Kelly and Dima, we're glad you're with us. Lee Roberts is going to be joining us a little later in the program. We've got two young ladies from one of the sororities at Southern Miss. They're doing a really good fundraiser for the holidays, and we're going to talk to those young women about that as well. We had scheduled basketball coach Juan Cardona, but not able to reach him. So we'll just switch gears and Dima mix, and we'll go straight to football. And
I don't know
what to say at this point, except that we're just watching the season play out and in a long string of really brutal Saturdays. Is it fair to say this was probably the worst yet?
Yes. Well, it is on record the worst conference loss in Southern Miss history, and that overtook last season's worst conference loss, which was a 55-3 loss to South Alabama. This is now 58-3, so that overtook that.
Which you came within a gnat's hair.
I did. I was very close. Friday. I said, yeah. Kelly, if you didn't listen to the show on Friday, I predicted a 52-3 finish. And it ended up not being a 52-3 finish, but 58-3.
You erred on the side of caution, as it turns out.
Well, I knew it was two completely different offenses, but one thing that I looked at, you know, Texas State total yards, 703 total yards for Texas State. That is a school record for the Bobcats. Southern Miss just with 194 yards. And believe it or not, Southern Miss actually ran more offensive plays than Texas State did. Southern Miss's average yard per play was 2.8. Would anyone like to guess what Texas State's average yard per play was?
Well, the fact that they put up that many points and that Southern Miss ran more plays than they did, you would think, and of course the reason being that Texas State didn't take as many plays to score. Yep. And I think the first three possessions they took it down for touchdowns. I'm going to guess 9.5, Bob, yards per play.
7, I don't know.
10.8.
Oh, okay.
10.8 yards per play. That means every time you snap the ball, they're getting a first down. That is just unbelievable statistics. Just an absolute devastation, I think. And, you know, one thing I was telling someone at church yesterday, they were asking me what I think about the football program, as most people do. They asked me and they said, what is your opinion? And my thing is, and I was just curious about what y'all's opinion is, even with everything with the head coach, Will Hall, you know, getting fired, all the off-the-field things, I do not think this is acceptable as a Southern Miss writer and as a Southern Miss person who cover it. Regardless of whether or not you're going through all that, getting just absolutely destroyed, I think is unacceptable.
Now, I'm fixed to open up a can of worms here.
Here we go.
Okay. I understand that everyone was dissatisfied with Will Hall, and I understand that after 4 years, if you haven't turned a program around, it's time to go. Boy, there were a lot of people putting a lot of pressure on Jeremy McClain to fire Will Hall in the middle of the season, and I would ask this question, what in the hell has that accomplished? This team is worse than it was when Will Hall was here.
And my answer to that, Bob, would be that by doing it in the middle of the season, you have an opportunity, potentially, to grab coaching talent that might be available early on in the process. You can do a lot of that legwork ahead of time so that you can jump on that person that you want rather than waiting and getting in the middle of the pile with a bunch of other schools that might be able to pay more, might be in bigger conferences, etc. That's why I think it was done midseason.
Well, then if that's the case, and I'm not saying you're wrong, then what we have done is we've just opened ourselves up to utter humiliation in order to get a jump on hiring a new coach. This is utter humiliation.
Yeah, I mean, my argument against that is the week before when they fired Will Hall, they still weren't ineligible for bowl eligibility. They still had something to play for. And you saw that kind of play out in that game at James Madison. They were in that game. It was a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. Obviously, James Madison pulled away. But one thing we said after that James Madison game was, all right, so now that they're out ahead, they're out of the bowl opportunity, they don't have their head coach, what are we going to see from this team? And the last 2 weeks, Marshall, you know, 38-3 at home, and then this game, which was just an absolute devastation against it. It's honestly undescribable how bad they got beat. And so that's what we all predicted. We thought that there was not really anything else to play for, and we hear all the time, you know, no, you know, we don't see it that way. Mm-hmm. Well, the stuff on the field is showing them they do see it that way. But I would just say that if they were still – if they had fired Will Hall 4 weeks before when they did, I think this season would have turned out really differently, and I will stand by that.
Talent-wise, now the question becomes, whoever the new head coach is, what existing players do you invite back, as it were? And the defeatist, the real defeatist, would say, what does it matter? There apparently is – the talent apparently is either not as good as originally assessed or – to be fair, the players are talented, they just weren't developed, which is what a lot of people seem to be leaning toward in the school of public opinion. And a lot of coaches outside the program have said that too, looking at Southern Miss and say there's talent there, it just wasn't, you know, developed. But those are going to be the first decisions you have to make. But even if there are wholesale departures, I'm not sure that that necessarily would be a bad thing, Dima, because they haven't even been competitive. So if players were to leave or to make changes or not play anymore, what are you really losing?
Yeah, I mean, my question to you would be, if Southern Miss was still playing for bowl eligibility, would have Saturday's game been any different?
No.
Okay. Well, then that's a player's thing.
Yeah.
You know, so then you would want to see a lot of those players transition off the roster. So I would say yes. So not necessarily that I think they would have won, but I don't think they would have given up 700 yards of offense to the opposing team and just completely been non-competitive.
No, but if you lose by one or lose 100, what does it matter?
I think it matters.
Yeah,
because if they lost a close game in overtime to Texas State, nobody, you know, okay, Texas State, we all predicted them to be, everybody was falling over their knees in Sunbelt Media Day. Yeah. But to get absolutely run off the field in the first quarter, it was 28-3.
Humiliating.
I mean, just destroyed.
It's humiliating.
That shows not only that the players, and I don't mean to say this, I don't say this lightly, the players probably aren't really caring anymore, but also shows that there's not really anything else that anyone expects of them. So, like, would you put your body on the line in the middle of a game when you know you still have several college careers left? What's the point?
But, Nima, what do you think? Because you've covered this closer than us, what do you think we're going to see happen player-wise at the end of the year?
Well, it depends on the coach that comes in here, but I think you could see a real purging of the roster. Most of the defense will be gone, and you could make an argument that if not all, most of the offensive line is gone, probably all your receivers. I don't know what quarterback is coming back. You know, I wouldn't be shocked to see none of them come back. So you're going to see a purging of this roster, in my opinion.
Well, I think the only thing you can say for sure is that none of the assistant coaches will be retained.
Well, no. I hope not.
No. I mean, you're going to say goodbye to probably all of them. Especially the ones that Will Hall brought in, which would have been, you know, Sam Gregg. We already saw Chip Long be let go. And then obviously, I'm forgetting his name, Bignell.
Clay.
You know, Clay Bignell going out, and then special teams. All the works. You would hope that Reed Stringer is kept around because that's kind of what he wants to be kept around here. He was here between the transition between Hobson and Hall, so we'll see on that end. But we're not going to really know. But for now, but I would say we're going to know a lot after Thanksgiving. Once that coach is announced, we're going to start seeing a lot of dominoes fall, a lot more to report on it.
A lot of rumors about that. No one knows anything. I've never seen so many people with so many sources, but there are a lot of them on the internet.
There's nothing else to talk
60
about.
60 seconds left. Let's go around the horn quickly. Put your finger on what happened. Why was this such an epic failure?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's a lot of ways it could have gone. It's either we all put unrealistic expectations on a team that just wasn't developed, and that's really where I came down to it, like in the middle of the season, the development on the team. When you have freshmen who look better than your seniors, that's a significant flaw in coaching.
I think some poor decisions as to assistant coaching hires and also lack of discipline. This team had a very – very bad. They were lacked discipline.
No question. I'm kind of got to go with the lack of development. I look at the offensive line. I think it's worse than it was 3 years ago. Never have you developed an offensive line. Never have you developed a solid quarterback that's your quarterback from week to week to week. If you don't have the line and you don't have the quarterback, I mean, you're not going to win any games.
No.
And that came very close to what's happened this year.
Yes.
Wow.
We've got to address the thank you note to Hammond, Louisiana, to the Lions.
I mean, but even that game, I mean, right. That was a game in the third quarter.
Lee right. Roberts will join us later. We'll get his take. But next, we're going to talk to Lauren Peden Jr., I think.
She's a junior from Hattiesburg.
Oh, a junior. And Parker Briel, who is a junior from Mobile, Alabama. And they're raising money to do a good thing here during the holidays. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, that opening segment, as depressing as it was sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, but don't let that stop you from getting a good meal. Or if you're going to the game this weekend, like Dima, you can call Dickie's and they will... They will cater your tailgate. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart and campusbookmart.net on Hardy Street. Christmas is a happy thing, and you can do some happy Christmas shopping. If there's an eagle on your list at Campus Bookmart, be sure you tell Miss Kathleen her friends at the Eagle Hour said hello. Still to come, Lee Roberts, he'll be joining us later. But now a happy subject. I'm happy to have Lauren Peden and Parker Briel in the studios with us. These young ladies are member of the Chi Omega sorority, and they're getting ready for their annual song fest. And ladies, you warmed my heart when I heard, and either one of you can speak up, that you're going to raise money and you have a Make-A-Wish child and you're going to help make a dream come true for this child. So one of you jump in and kind of give us the background on this.
Here, I can start. So Songfest is the campus's longest and largest running philanthropy event, and this year will be our 73rd year hosting Songfest. And what we do is it is a combined singing and dancing competition between the sororities and the fraternities. And it's also Christmas style, so it's a way to bring in the holiday season this year. And one fun aspect of Songfest is that we have a Wish Kid. And so this year we have a Wish Kid named Isabella, and she's from Purvis. And her wish this year is to go to New York. And So at Songfest, we will be able to, you know, grant her that wish, which makes Songfest so special.
Well, that's just absolutely wonderful. And I see your buddy here is in the Christmas spirit. She's got on the Bucky's Christmas T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Parker, you were talking about, because Isabella's wishes to go to New York, that a lot of the fraternities and sororities are doing their singing and dancing around New York songs. Or
yes.
Tell us more about that.
Yes. So a lot of them will cater their themes to the Wish Kid's wish. And so this year, with her wanting to go to New York, a lot of the chapters have picked New York style songs, so that's what they will sing and dance to.
And about, what, 18 entries for this? And it's free, Bob. Anybody can go watch this at Reed Green Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Doors will open at 6?
6 p.m., and then it'll start at 6:30.
And you're looking at about 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. And the Make-A-Wish, Isabella's going to determine the winner mm-hmm. on this. And almost all, if not all, of the fraternities and sororities participate. And Lauren, this is a big deal. They've been rehearsing for a long time. Tell us more about all that.
Yes, so they've been rehearsing for a couple of weeks now, and I know that there's a lot of competition that revolves around Songfest, which really does mean a lot to us. It means that the chapters care a lot, and they have so much passion towards this. I know we have Songfest coaches that kind of guide these chapters to make sure that they aren't breaking any rules or anything, and I know the chapter that I'm a Songfest coach for have been practicing a lot, and they've had multiple practices throughout the week where they learn how to sing, but also incorporating dance moves that go along with it. So it's really heartwarming to see how much they care about it and how passionate they are when they are practicing.
Well, one of the biggest supporters on campus of the Greek system overall is Southern Miss President Joe Paul. Parker, he's got history in the Greek system at Southern Miss.
Yes, sir. So he was a Sigma Nu back in the day, and he was also one of our original Owlmen. So he loves Chi Omega, and I'm really grateful that he'll be able to introduce the event and hopefully announce the winners with me.
Now, a lot of these, particularly the fraternities, probably are not real swift on their feet necessarily. And this is kind of, to put it in perspective, this is kind of be like a show choir type of competition, right, with the singing and the dancing. And because they take this seriously, even if they're not real light on their feet, they've choreographed this, they've picked their music, they go all out for this.
Yes, they definitely put a lot of work into this, and you'd be shocked by how well they perform, too. I know last year there was a chapter that was on roller skates and singing at the same time, and it was very, very impressive what they were doing. They really put a lot of effort into this, and they make it look very well, too.
Did they sing Xanadu?
I have no idea.
Xanadu was a movie by Olivia Newton-John that was everybody was on roller skates. You'll have to Google that.
You know, Ellie would be the only guy in the world that would know that. Is that not embarrassing?
I'm surprised he doesn't have a shirt.
I can order a Xanadu shirt. Parker, how do you guys raise the money? Because it's free to get in. Mm-hmm. So how do you derive the income to help?
So we go around to local businesses and ask for sponsorships to see if they would be willing to donate some money for Songfest. And so I ask my mom each year and ask her business to donate, and she usually does. And so it's usually just out of the kindness of people's hearts to donate for Songfest.
Yeah. Can individuals donate, Parker?
They can.
Have you got some contact information? I mean, I think donating to a child to make a wish trip is certainly something a lot of people may want to do.
Yes, sir. So they can contact me. They can email my email. It's parker.brill@usm.edu. Or they can call my cell number. It's 251-525-1063.
Well, that'd be a good thing. Give the email address again, dear.
Parker.brill, so parker.brill@usm.edu.
All right, what are you saying?
We don't sing anything.
No,
we sing like
sing?
Our own thing. It's like some really pretty songs. So we sing Silver Bells, Joy to the World, O Come All Ye Faithful, and then we sing a song called Merry Christmas from Kyo, and we invite all of our past alumni to join in and sing that with us as well at the end.
Actually, at Iowa State, Bob, when I was there, there was a similar competition that my group of guys, we sang Angels We Have Heard Are High. It kind of went back with the 70s when...
Do you follow that one, Dima?
Angels We Have Heard Are High, not on high, but are. Never mind.
Yeah, probably better we let that go. Ladies, when and where is this event? And I'm assuming people from the public are invited to come.
Yes, so it's free for the public. We always draw in a big Hattiesburg crowd, and it's doors open at 6 p.m. at Reed Green Coliseum at the University of Southern Mississippi.
And what day, dear?
Wednesday.
It's right up here on you, huh?
Parking right around the circle, and overflow will be at the volleyball. And there's going to be chances, there's going to be raffle opportunities as to raise more money. There will be different things, Parker, that you guys are raffling off.
Yes, so we have a cooler, we have a couple of Christmas paintings, we have some platters, just a bunch of other Christmas items and other nice prizes to win at the raffle as well.
Hey, before we run out of time, and obviously we don't want to reveal any confidential information, but how was this particular child found and picked, ladies? Do you know?
We usually pick a child that's in the local area so that we can establish a connection with them and their families. So we always choose a Make-A-Wish kid that's in like the Hattiesburg area or the areas that surround it, because we like to grant wishes right in our backyard, right in Hattiesburg's mm-hmm. backyard. So that's sure. just how we pick them.
Have you met this child?
We have not yet, but we will see her on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate that there are kids every year to pick, but Make-A-Wish is a God-sent charity.
And Lauren is from the Hattiesburg area, went to PCS, and Parker's from Mobile. A lot of students from Mobile, Slidell. The Greek system at Southern Miss does a lot of good philanthropy work, and I salute them every chance I get. These are really good, fine young people that are trying to better the community, and they don't mind working, Bob.
No, well, that's great. What you ladies are doing is wonderful. As all the kids that are doing it, man, send our thanks to all the kids for participating in this.
And who won it last year? FIMU.
Yes.
Won it last. Who's the favorite this year?
It really just depends on how well they all perform on Wednesday, because everyone gives their all into their performances. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also up to Isabella to see who's going to be the winner.
And they've got 1 minute to set up their act, 3 minutes to perform it, and then 1 minute to get off the stage.
Yes.
Okay, so you're talking about 19 groups at 5 minutes or so a piece. It's still going to be a long night, but should be fun.
And Chi Omega, clearly the best sorority, is that right, ladies, that curb stomps all the competition and every type of competition?
We may be a little bit biased, but we think so, yes.
I wonder why you're a little biased. Where'd you get that shirt, girl? I really like I love the Bucky's Christmas shirt.
I got it at the Bucky's store in Robertsdale. In
really,
Alabama.
It's really neat.
Thank
I'm surprised
you.
Kelly doesn't have one. It's a cartoon.
You can't get it online. You know, probably.
Can you not? Can you not buy Bucky's clothes online?
I have no idea. I've never tried.
Come on, Parker. You're gonna come here and be ill-informed about Bucky's like this? You're gonna come in here with this T-shirt and don't tell me where I can find one.
I'm sorry.
What about a Chi Omega Songfest T-shirt? Any of those made?
Well, we have some made, but we. Like, as chapter members bought them, but we do have some leftovers from last year, so maybe we can also sell those at the event.
There you go.
That would be a good thing. Ladies, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to both of you, and thank you for coming to our studio, and thank you for participating in something so wonderful, and we hope Isabella has just a magnificent trip to New York. Thanks to you, ladies.
Yes sir. Thank you for having us.
All right. We want to thank Lauren and Parker for coming in. Coming up next, Lee Roberts. First, let me remind you, though, about, and he found some. He found some Inda Bay spring water. Dima did. Mississippi owned and operated. Inda Bay spring water is from Natural Springs in Stone County. Premium water with unmatched purity. The bottles won't collapse, but your thirst will. Did yours collapse, Dima? Dima says it was great. You can find it at all corner markets and certain Walmarts. Give it a try. You deserve the best. Inda Bay spring water. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Ladies, you can hear yourself tonight on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of our program. It is a great place to enjoy lunch. It's a great place to enjoy dinner. And it's a good place to take in your favorite sporting event with some good friends, have some cold drinks and some good food and a lot of camaraderie. That's what you find every time in the shadow of the rock right there at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, hello to Mo Bay Beignet Company, too. Great holiday desserts, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Check out their Facebook page. They'll have the sauce of the month, and the beignets are always cooked fresh to order. Great coffees, great drinks. It's just a fun place, Mo Bay Beignet on Hardy Street. Lee Roberts joins us each and every Monday, and he's a true friend of the program. And Lee, I know this is really tough. In a string of tough weekends, it almost seems to me this may have been the worst. Kind of put your finger on what you saw and how it got away so fast.
Man, it just started fast and never really even let up. I mean, even late in the game, I think the second, third team guys for Texas State were able to just do what they wanted. And, man, it's just an unfortunate thing. One, you lose your coach a couple weeks ago, and then this week or last week you lost your offensive coordinator. You thought maybe Jack Walker getting the opportunity to call plays maybe would see a little bit of a difference. And honestly, we weren't very good on any side of the ball. I kind of joked, with someone. I felt like the MVP of the game was Bryce Lofton punting, and that's never a good thing. But yeah, just really a good Texas State team and a Southern Miss team that just was not very good on Saturday, and got to figure out something the next 2 weeks because they're not going to get any easier as well. But hats off to Texas State and what G.J. Kinney was able to do. And again, in just 2 years, man, a program is really good over there in San Marcos.
Lee, when you look down at the stats and you see them averaging 10.8 yards per play, it's honestly kind of shocking how bad Southern Miss got beat, regardless of all the off-the-field things. I mean, to just get absolutely, just wiped off the field that way, I was saying in the first segment, I don't even know if that's acceptable, just even with all the off-the-field stuff.
No, it's not, and it frustrates Reed Stringer, and hopefully it frustrates the players. But like I said, I just think Texas State was just able to do anything and everything they wanted. I don't think our effort was anywhere near where it needed to be. And a lot of those yards came really after contact as well. We're not tackling like we need to. I kind of joke again that every week we need to work on tackling. Tackling in space is something that will be a key to the game. And I felt like there were times where we would come up and make hits and not wrap up and just not acceptable. We're not a good enough team to just knock someone down. We just have to get back to the fundamentals. And, obviously we're too late in the game for that to even be a part of it. But again, just you got to figure something out over these next couple of weeks. You want these seniors, you want these guys that are finishing their career here at Southern Miss, to remember something positive, and hopefully we will be able to do that over the next couple of weeks. But again, a tough week for sure.
Lee, I'm glad you mentioned Reed Stringer, because you talk about a company man, a company guy. This is by all accounts, didn't really want to be put in this position, but has been a company man at Southern Miss for quite a while now. I've never coached a game of college football, but how would you describe the position that he's in right now, one way or the other?
I would say just one word, and it's difficult. Taking over a program that, was coached by a really good friend of his, and taking over a program that, he is deep into, and just, really we just haven't been able to get over that hump, and everything has just been difficult for Reed. Obviously he's a guy that loves this program, loves these players, and he knows we're in a situation that is just not very good right now. So it's been difficult, and for anyone to step in, it's a difficult situation for sure.
And I wanted to get your comment on this, because the question I get more than anything else, and you guys can hop in here too, is I hear from the general public the negative Nellies. Why would anybody want to come to Southern Miss under these circumstances? And here's my response. It's been proven at other schools, including James Madison, that lost a bunch of people. Troy is playing better. They had a lot of turnover on their roster. And of course, although back down to earth, Louisiana Monroe has proven that a team can become completely turned around in 1 year now via the transfer portal. There's no reason to think that that couldn't happen here under the right circumstances. That's my answer. What say you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I say a couple things. If a coach is looking to come to Southern Miss, I think you could look at a couple different ways. Hey, this is a program that has won in the past. We're at a very low point right now, and there's only one way to go. And, you know, I could come in there and make a difference. And, you know, I hope that's kind of the mentality of this next coach coming in, that, you know, immediate impact. And I know this fan base wants to see results quickly. A coach wants to come in. And I think in the old ways, where you recruit high schoolers, yeah, it takes 2 to 3 years to get that team. But, yes, the way the transfer portal is, I mean, you could have a turnover of a roster and, you know, bring in 40, 50 new players. Is the new coach going to be able to do that? I'm not sure. It kind of depends on how quickly we get someone named and, you know, how quickly he can get some guys signed. And I think the benefit is getting some guys signed in that early signing period, which has now been even moved up earlier in December. You know, so to get those guys signed and get them on campus for spring, I think would be the most ideal thing. And like I said, can you get that done in the short turnaround? I'm not really sure. But, yeah, that next coach has got to come in, and he's got to figure out a way to get this thing turned around extremely fast. And the transfer portal is the way.
And I can think of a million reasons that someone would want the job.
Absolutely. This is a program that – I mean, it has tradition. I mean, there's a lot of great things when you talk about Southern Miss. It's just, you know, over the last decade, we haven't been a very good football team, but a program that indeed has been over the last century for sure.
And let's be honest, you can make a lot of money coming here and being a football coach. I come to Hattiesburg, make $1 million a year, I'm living pretty good.
But to Lee's point, what, you know, we talked about the last 12 to 15 to 20 years, Southern Miss hasn't been very good. Well, we're talking close to a generation now. Don't they say that a generation is about 25 years? And we talk, Bob, about the glory days of the 70s and 80s. Well, that's a long time ago now to these youngsters.
You calling Lee old?
I'm sorry?
You calling Lee old? Is that what
he's
you're
getting
to
there.
There?
He's getting there. That's,
yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
That's why he's playing.
I'm a middle-aged guy.
He's in the 30-plus. 30-pluses on the pickleball court.
Yeah, that's why he's playing pickleball and not full-fledged tennis. But I'm just saying.
Oh, gotta love you guys.
It's almost a generation of Southern Miss fans that have not seen great success.
Yeah.
And when you use that term.
But my argument against that is that the success on the football field is comparative to what the year is. In 2015, Southern Miss made the Conference USA Championship game. That is success in a football program. In 16, 17, 18, and 19, they made bowl games. That is success in your football program. In this day and age of where Southern Miss is in Power 5 programs, they have had tremendously bad success since they hired Will Hall.
That's right.
So I do not think that the success of the program was only back in the 70s, 80s, and 2000s. They were consistently good outside of the 2012 to 2014 years. 2011, the Jeff Bauer era, you know, and Larry Fedora's few years, and then when Jay Hobson and Todd Munkin came on to Sparin, they were, I mean, I grew up coming to Southern Miss football games expecting to win.
Yeah.
And that has not been the case since 2020.
Well, you know, you look back, Lee, Jay Hobson did a pretty good job here. Hobson won games. They were in bowl games. He elected to leave on his own, but he had a pretty successful run, don't you think,
Lee? No, I think you're right. I mean, he did. And, again, I truly feel like that this current coaching staff has done everything they could. They just haven't won on Saturdays. I mean, it's just – again, you talk to any of them, they feel like they practice well. They are academically doing things right. They have, you know, young men that they've, you know, converted to good young men. And they've faced a lot of things. They just haven't won on Saturdays. And what is that reason? Man, I really don't know. But, kind of to Dima's point, I mean, I think there has been a lot of success getting to a bowl game, winning a conference championship. But that's got to be the expectation yearly. Jay Hobson, he did that. I mean, he was able to get us to a couple bowl games during his tenure for sure.
All right, we've got about 45 seconds left. On a scale of 1 to 10, how ironic do you find, with your great collegiate football career, how ironic, 1 to 10, is it to hear Kelly Santer make fun of your athletic ability, Lee Roberts?
I don't know, man. Kelly's a guy that I feel like is a friend but an enemy all at the same time. I say that jokingly. So I don't know. I don't even really know how to answer that right there.
Oh, man.
I think one of those responsibly with friends like him, who needs enemies?
There you go.
I'm betting on Lee. There's a competition. Who you're betting on, Damon?
Lee.
I'm putting the house on Lee.
Yeah.
Hell, you couldn't even win a beignet eating contest, much less a pickleball contest.
No, but I've challenged Mike Tyson to a beignet eating contest.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There you go.
Hey, Lee, we appreciate
you. Pants on.
Appreciate you coming on every week, my friend.
Hey, absolutely appreciate you guys. All right. Have a good one.
We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the SuperTalk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today, and as is their new showroom, it's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and it is fine. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program, and that's a great place now for Christmas shopping. They got a big pro shop. If you got ball players in your family, you're going to guarantee you you'll find some gifts they'll really, really like. And gift cards, camps, all sorts of reasons to visit DBAT on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds is the manager. Tell him that his friends from the Eagle Hour said hello. All right, Demon, news and notes.
Yes, there's a lot to get to. We're going to start with Southern Miss Men's Golf. As we mentioned on the previous show on Friday, they were in the middle of signing period, and they nailed three players, Grayson Davis, Jake Moffitt, and Philip Sakatota. And all of those Eagles are going to join the Golden – all of those players will join the Golden Eagles in the spring for Southern Miss Men's Golf. And you had the golf coach on, and you heard from him talking about those players. Southern Miss Beach – volleyball is set to compete in the Baton Rouge LSU fall tournament, which will begin on which was over the weekend. And Southeastern Louisiana beat Southern Miss women's basketball by a late surge, 68-61, on Friday night, and in Southeastern Louisiana over there in Hammond. The Golden Eagles left. The Lady Eagles led for most of the first half, but then Southeastern was able to squeak away on Friday night out there in Hammond. Southern Miss volleyball fell in three sets to Marshall on Friday night. They lost all three sets. They were able to get one of the sets to a early 1-0 lead, but then Marshall came back and took all three sets over the Golden Eagles. So as we mentioned already, Southern Miss football lost to Texas State in football 58-6. Softball has announced their 2025 schedule. This is not baseball, but softball. They will be on the road going to playing in the NFCA Leadoff Classic, and they have matchups with Nebraska, Kentucky, Marshall, so pretty good schedule for softball. They'll play Ole Miss here. They'll play in the Louisiana Tech Tournament. They're going to play in the LSU Invitational. Black and Gold Challenge is always back here in Hattiesburg. The Golden Eagle Classic back here in Hattiesburg before conference play opens up. They also host Mississippi State, as does men's baseball hosting Mississippi State as well. Tom Herman at FAU was let go for the FAU head coaching job, and Kurt Cignetti from James Madison, 8-year extension at Indiana for $64 million. What an upgrade for him. So busy weekend for Southern Miss sports. I don't think any Southern Miss sport was able to be victorious over the weekend, but all of them in action and more in action. This week was Southern Miss hosting South Alabama for Senior Day in football, 24.5 home underdogs to South Alabama in football, who they've never beaten in football, and then more sports as well.
That's a 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Boy, what a difference a year makes for Kurt Cignetti, who was the head football coach at James Madison last year at this time, which that in its own right, you know, pretty big thing. But then goes to Indiana, has them undefeated, and now has an 8-year contract extension, as Dima said, worth $64 million. And we've learned from Will Hall and Ellis Johnson, all this kind of stuff, even if things go south, he's going to get $64 million, you know, at some point. So 1 year, man, you can cash in on this. And two words when we talk about the NFL today, who dat? Boy, the Saints looked terrific yesterday.
4-7. You know, what's funny is when we had – they're actually still in line for the playoffs, yeah, which is just unbelievable when you think about it. Patrick McGee, who's a good Twitter follow on X, if you don't follow him already, he's a great Twitter follow. He was posting if Rizzi gets them to the playoffs, he might actually endorse him to be the head coach for the Saints. And I would replied on there and I asked him what it would take, and I think they'd have to like win out and split the Green Bay and Washington thing. But when you think about the rest of their schedule, that doesn't seem unrealistic. They got the Giants, which seem beatable, the Rams, which seem beatable, and then you split the Green Bay and Washington game, which is a home and home that go to Green Bay and host Washington. So really interesting with the Saints right now. I don't see it happening. I think they're going to blow a game somewhere. But still, to be in contention right now is just incredible.
And they are playing much better football.
They are.
In just the 2 weeks that he has been at the helm. So, or 3 weeks or whatever.
Oh. 8 weeks till baseball.
Is that – you got the computer program now, Bob? We're just – I'd like a single room, no smoking, please.
You know. Speaking of baseball, on Black Friday, that's the Friday. We're going to have a really special show. We're going to do the whole show with Christian Ostrander. We're going to go back, talk about when he first fell in love with the great game of baseball and his time at Delta State and how he worked his way up to being the head baseball coach. But it's fun to talk to these guys, Kelly. And I did a similar story a couple years back with Coach Barry of how they fell in love with the game when they were kids. And once it got a hold of them, it was kind of all they ever thought about or all they ever wanted to do. Be interesting to hear about Coach Ostrander.
My son's like that. Of course, I've coached youth baseball for a long time, but he's just eaten up with baseball. Just loves it.
Yeah.
Just loves it.
And looking forward to hearing from Coach Oz. He doesn't talk much about himself, so this will be an interesting show. That'll be the day after Thanksgiving, but we've got a lot more between now and then, including tomorrow, and we'll be back at 1 o'clock. We hope you will, too. Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.